Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Article 2, Section 9 of the Montana Constitution says, quote, "No person shall be deprived of the right to examine documents or to observe the deliberations of all public bodies or agencies of state government and its subdivisions, except in cases in which the demand of individual privacy clearly exceeds the merits of public disclosure," end quote. The guarantee of government transparency is one of the great strengths of our state constitution. It's also one of the most controversial. The question is where to draw the line. Lawsuit after lawsuit have been filed over the past 30 years, most of them by members of the press, demanding greater access to documents, files, meetings, and deliberations of public agencies and employees. The balance between the public's right to know and the privacy concerns of individuals is always central to each suit. Just this week, a Cascade County judge reopened access to so-called legislative junk files, which are communications between legislators and bill drafters prior to the introduction of a bill. This is just the latest in a long series of lawsuits demanding public disclosure. 25 years ago, when I served in the legislature, a pair of district court decisions had just opened legislative caucuses to the public. Caucuses are where the parties choose their leadership and where legislators from each party meet to hash out inter-party differences. On the plus side, opening the caucuses did provide greater transparency into the legislative process. But on the downside, many say that in some ways it damaged the legislative process. Having members of the press and members of the opposing party sitting in on your caucus makes it very difficult to openly discuss legitimate differences. It would be like third parties being allowed to sit in on marriage counseling sessions. It stifles the honest discussion of opinions. A similar case in 2021, once again filed by the press, asked the courts to open the meetings held by Republicans and Democrats prior to committee votes. Many times those meetings discuss strategy rather than policy, and inviting the press or members of the other party into a strategy meeting is like inviting the Nazis to a meeting of the Allies prior to the invasion of Normandy. Suffice to say, nearly all the court decisions have resulted in greater access to deliberations and discussions within the legislative and executive branches, and even down to local government levels. Which brings us to the latest effort to improve transparency. Under the heading, "What's Good for the Goose is Good for the Gander," Senator Greg Hertz of Kalispell is sponsoring Senate Bill 40, a bill to increase judicial transparency. As we said earlier, Article 2, Section 9 of the Constitution says the documents and deliberations of all public bodies or agencies shall be open except in cases of individual privacy. The courts have done a great job of opening the other two branches, but the Constitution says all public bodies or agencies. Senate Bill 40 would require the recording of closed deliberations of all cases not of a personal nature. Those deliberations would then be made public after the case has reached final resolution. The courts have demanded transparency of the other two branches in real time. This doesn't even go that far. Under the current practice, the Supreme Court deliberates in private, then releases a polished, well-edited decision. Wouldn't it be great to hear the raw discussions that led to the decision? We're not talking about cases where individual privacy trumps the public's right to know. We're talking about the big cases with far-reaching constitutional implications, like the recent Held decision on environmental policy or the Armstrong decision on abortion. It's hard to argue that the deliberations in those cases must be kept secret due to privacy concerns. It's time to pull back the veil on secret judicial deliberations. After all, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.